Well, for our first speaker tonight for our mission conference, we have Brother Danny Cummings from Laredo. Brother Danny, where'd you go? Just come bring us what's on your heart, brother.
Good to be here. Like I said, I'd rather be here than, like this preacher up north used to always say, I'd rather be here than in the best jail. Let's put this thing here. Oh, so you can turn me up.
When you start hearing me singing, I saw the light.
I figured it out. There you go. If you'll open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. We'll get started here. You know, I think about this time 2,000 years ago. It was a dark night. The apostles were all scared. Didn't know what was going on. Thought all hope was lost. Their hope of heaven was gone. But see, you got to realize this. Before you can have happiness, before you can see the beauty, you know, there's always after the storm leaves, yeah, it trimmed a whole lot of things. The storm does. But it's always beautiful when the sun comes up. I want to talk to you about the sun when it rose. Talk about he rose from the dead with a triumph victory over his foes. Amen. You know, here we look here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. It says, that ye may be the children of your fathers, which is in heaven. If you notice here, it says that ye may be. You can have salvation. There's a lot of people that reject it. It says, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. You know, he died for whosoever will. He made no distinctions. He died for the just and he died for the unjust. It rains on the lost and it rains on the saved. When we get a storm, it doesn't distinguish where the water falls. It's just he gave salvation for everybody. It's for whosoever will. You know, it says here, it says, he maketh his sun to rise on the what? I like it, what it says here. He says, he maketh his sun to rise. He makes him rise. Let's look over here, thinking about his son. Isaiah chapter 6 talks about his son. Isaiah chapter 6. Verses 1 through 4. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and what? Lifted up. He maketh his son to rise. He picks him up. And if you're looking for him, you'll see it rise. And his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. With twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, 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 the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of what? The whole earth is full of his glory. You know, there's nothing in this world that he didn't make. He made everything. Everything was made in perfect perfection. Anytime man touches it, he destroys it. When man says, let me fix it, God said, it's hopeless. Anytime you say, let me do this, let me help you, let me do this, it's useless. So when Isaiah saw the Lord, you know in what condition he saw the Lord? When Uzziah died. You know, it's funny how people seek the Lord when there's a death. When death comes knocking at your door, it's funny how things take a different light. It says, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. You remember when Christ and the apostles were in the Garden of Gethsemane praying? Remember that? And Judas Iscariot come in with all his, with his strength to come take Christ. Who do you look for? Who are you looking for? Christ said, you looking for me? And all they had to do is hear his voice. Looking for Christ, and what did they do? With what strength did they have? They had none. It says, and the post of the doors moved at his voice. But I like the song that sings, The voice I hear as I see, how does it go? The voice I hear. Yeah, falling on my ears. That's a beautiful song. I love to sing, but I can't sing. Well, I'm going to get a singing voice in heaven. One that don't mess up. And a mind that don't forget. Says, and the house was filled with smoke. Not cigarette smoke. No. Then said I, woe is me. I'm undone. I'm on the way to hell. Says, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes has seen the King, the Lord of glories. How did he see him? He saw him high and lifted up. Faith cometh by what? And hearing by the what? You know, until you get into the Word, until you believe it, until you see it. Say, well, I heard the preacher preach on it. No, sir, it will never work until you read it. Until you personally take it to yourself and say, this is God speaking to me. Until you see Him holy, He's no good to you. When you see Him holy and lifted up. See, He brought salvation for everybody. He distinguished among nobody. All. It says, for He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good. See, they cannot stand before God and say, well, I didn't know it. We need to go and tell them. Let them know the good news. But did you know for every good news rejected, the good news turns into bad news? See, over the evil and over the good. Somebody said, well, God didn't make bad. God made everything. He will give you the desire of your heart. If you don't want to know Christ, you know what He'll do? He'll give you a heart that don't want to know Christ. But why did He do that? Because He loves us. So we continue here. And let's go over now and see His Son rising in the book of Revelations, chapter 21. Revelations, chapter 21, verse 21 through 27. And it says, for the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gates was of one pearl. And the gate of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. See, we're looking at something here that our minds, the only thing that we can think of is up. Because there's nothing like that on earth. And every time I think of the pearls being the size of, take 12 gates, can you imagine the pearls? The size of the pearls. Okay, that had to be some big clam. How do you get pearls? Right? They're cultured. They took in from a little bit of grain, one grain of sand, and it's built upon it. Built upon. You know, I think of a Christian. Do you want to be a sand, a grain of sand, and let God build a pearl around? To be one of the tremendous gates that swing open wide. You know, that's another story in itself. But it lets us know a little bit of, you know, my Lord's in heaven. He's lifted up. And the only ones that can see Him when they see through His eyes. So we come here to verse 22, and it says, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty, the Lamb, are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. See, the thing is, people, if they can't see Christ, they're in darkness. But the only way you can see Christ, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And the thing is, you'll never learn about God until you personally open His Word and let Him personally talk to you. Tremendous to hear a message. I love to hear preaching. But it only affects me when I personally get into it. It can only do me good. It's drippings. It's like ice cream hearing the message. But if you want to grow, you have to get into the meat, into the real, and digest it. So we come here, and we come down, and we're looking at verse 24. And it says, and nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the King of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gate of it shall not be shut at all by day. Oh, and what about night? There ain't none. There ain't none. See, in heaven there's not going to be no darkness. And he don't need the sun to be burning. No, His sun is the light. He is the light of the world. And He lightens. If you want the light, He'll shine the light. If you want darkness, He'll give you darkness. So we see verse 26, and it says, And they shall bring to the glory and honor of the nations unto it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let me ask you a question. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? If it's not written, did you know what? You can't go there. Better put, you won't like it there, because you'll be singing praises to the Lord. I was talking to this one fellow. He said, well, what's heaven like? So I sat down and explained, talking about heaven. He said, well, I don't want to go there. Mark chapter 16, verse 1. Mark chapter 16, verse 1 says, and when the Sabbath day was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And they, very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. Remember we're in a while ago, chapter 5? For he maketh his sun to rise. Here we come in and we see here, says, they come unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the rock, from the door of the sepulcher? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. You see that again? See, the thing is, at the rising of the sun, they went to look for him when the sun was rising. And then the angel said, no, he's not in this dark, cold place. He's risen. I love the song, I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. I know that he is living. See, he is not there. Behold, the place where he lay. You know, in 78, I was able to go see the place where he laid. He's not there. The stone's not there either, because he rolled it away. Amen. Where did he put it? I have no idea. But he rolled it away. Just like he took my sins away. He rolled them away. Never to be remembered. Never again. And you know, as people say, well, God knows everything. He remembers everything. But the Bible says that he washed my sins away. Never to remember them again. And I'm glad he does that. He's able to forget. He's able to forgive and forget. That's one of our hard problems. We want to remember. I remember you. But you know, when we can't forgive, God can't forgive us. We're blind. It gets dark. And when it gets dark, we go to groping, grabbing and throwing blame. But the blame is all right here. We got to open our eyes again. So then it comes on down here and says, but go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Are you afraid of the Lord? You know, sometimes I think about this here when they were afraid. And you look at it and say, boy, I wonder why they were afraid. Man, yo, hey, if you knew he was in there, if you passed, if you saw him crucified, if you saw what they saw, like a lot of people sit there and throw off at Moses for talking, you know, why was he afraid of talking to a burning bush? It was the Lord. I'll guarantee you one thing. If there was a bush in here burning and it was talking to you, I'll guarantee you one thing. You would have a speech impediment. And I'll guarantee you it'd be like the fella saying, you know, where do you want the door? I'll be more than glad to put it anywhere. So they left scared. But you know, I want to back up a little bit to verse 1. It says, when the Sabbath was past. In other words, the week's over with. Let's start another week. People say, well, why don't y'all worship on the Sabbath day.
Well, I worship on 7 days a week. But I love to have services on Sunday morning and Sundays. You know why? Makes me think of a risen Savior. Sundays always, to me, look beautiful. I like how Psalmist David says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. Sundays are always beautiful. I don't know why. Very few Sundays are drizzly or raining. Usually Sunday mornings are always beautiful. Very few of them you'll find that aren't beautiful. And very few Easters are that way too. I don't know if you notice that. They're always beautiful.
And I see they went on the Sabbath. And then verse 2, it says, and very early in the morning. I don't know. Some people don't get up too early. But if you get up before the sun comes up and are outside and outside and watch the sun just peek over the horizon and watch it come up and do that and think of my risen Savior, it will bring chills to your back, make your hair stand up, because He's rising. He's rising on the world all day long, all the time. You know, we think of over here, you know, we see the sun go down. No, the sun never goes up, sun never sets. It always shines. It's always coming up. It's like some people say they can find a pessimist or an optimist. Depends on if a glass is half full or half empty, whether the sun's coming up or the sun's going down. It's always coming up somewhere. Because that's the way the world is always going. It's always coming up. It's always coming up. It's never going down. He's always risen. He's always rising. He's the Son of God. You know another thing? You know what Christ called us after we received Him as our Lord and Savior? You know what He calls us? Of God. Oh, yeah. He sent His Son that we may become sons. That's something I can't understand. That's why He said that's where faith cometh by hearing. And when we start doubting ourselves and looking at other things, that's when you start misunderstanding. But see, He gave us a word so you don't mess up. You know, isn't that what we fight when we go to the store to buy something? We always want a what? A written guarantee. Well, He gave us a written guarantee.
Amen.
And it doesn't make no mistakes. You know, and so we come down a little further. Verse 2 says, they came unto the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. Then verse 3 it says, and they said, Among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone, that stone from the door of the sepulchre? Who will roll the stone away? Verse 4, the last part of the verse, it says, for it was great. In other words, it was a big stone. When I was over there, the trench that was set in was approximately about this wide and approximately a little bit taller than what I could touch like that, rounded off. And I'll guarantee you, they couldn't move it. Who will roll the stone away? You know, I think of the stone. We have stony hearts, hard hearts. Who's going to roll it away? You know who will roll it away? The risen Savior.
Amen.
He rose from the dead so He could roll the stone away. Who will open the sepulcher? Who will open the place where the dead's at? What are we? Dead in Christ? Would a dead person, one without Christ, is dead in their trespasses and sin? Who will take the dead out of the sepulcher? Who will put the spices on it? Who will spice them up? Oh, let me tell you, there's a risen Savior. He's in the world today. And He will roll the stone away. Because we can't get in. He'll roll it away. Who can do it? The first part of verse 4 says, and when they looked, now notice that, verse 3, who will roll the stone away? The last of verse 4, because it was great, it was a big stone. The first of verse 4, it says, and when they looked, you know, I think that's one of a lot of our problems. When we can't seem to get things going, we want to think and talk amongst ourselves and not look in the Word of God. And when we just look in the Scriptures, when you just start reading and studying His Word, oh, the door's open. Why didn't I look? Because I had a sad heart. He's dead. He's not risen. Hey, Christ came to precisely die on the cross and precisely to be risen from the dead. Because death has no jurisdiction over Him. Because He is God Almighty. He's not like some people think He is. He's just another person. No, He's God. Emmanuel means God with us. He is with us. And some of us
can say He's in us. That's why He came. That's why we're speaking of a risen Savior. They come to the sepulcher early in the morning to seek a risen Savior. But they were seeking a dead Savior. And when they looked, they found out that He's a risen Savior. You know, this world looks at religion, looks at church as He's dead. But when they come in, hey, He is alive. It's like this one teenager there in the church. I told her, look, if you come to church for at least a month straight in a row, I'll guarantee you you'll see a difference. Ah, so I'll try it. So at the end of the month, she said, you know, I understand what's going on now. Because she'd come one time, 2 or 3 months later, she'd come another time. Couldn't figure it out. The thing is, if you just read the Bible every now and then, did you know what? You'll never see it. You'll never see it. You have to get into it daily, daily. And when they looked, they saw. They saw what? I like to sing a part of a song here. And it goes something like this. I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. The message unto you I'll give. 'Tis recorded in His word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. When they looked, they lived. They ran back to the apostles to tell them, you are, hey, He's risen. And it goes something like this. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. See, He redeemed us. So they ran back, hollered, redeemed. He's risen. He's not dead. You know, that's the problem with most people. They can't see Him risen. See, when Isaiah saw the Lord, he saw Him holy, holy, holy. He was scared out of his wits. Mary Magdalene, and they were scared out of their wits. And they got back and they told him, hey, He's risen. You don't know what you're talking about. He's dead. I saw Him dead. That's true. If He hadn't died, He couldn't rise. You know, if you don't plant a seed in the ground, did you know it'll never come up? My sister found some of my great-great-grandfather's stuff. She was digging back trying to find things, and she found some watermelon seeds, 1870-something. Still a little package. They planted watermelons up in North Texas. Never made watermelon. They were there for a long time. Did you know? Until you plant the seed, it'll never come up. Until you read God's Word. Until you receive Him. And they got another song here that goes with that. It says, if you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God, He to redeem you. Death on Calvary, look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God, for He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. He's risen, that's all I know. And I know He lives within my heart. Because He changed my heart. He changed my wonder. It's like Isaiah said, I saw the Lord. And when you've seen Him, you don't know what else to say. Except that He's good. And one day, I'm looking forward to it. Stepping on shore when life's work is done. But I don't want Him to take me until He's ready to take me. Because I see a lot of souls on the way to hell. They need to look and see the sun. For the sun is rising. And I need to let them see the light of the world. Which is Jesus Christ, because He rose from the dead. And He's not still there. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's not just sitting there. He's making intercession for you, for me. None of us deserves it. But He loved so much, He gave His Son. If there's one here that's not saved, He died for you. If there's one here, I was reading one of them papers, they give me a paper. But I can't serve the Lord. I guarantee you, when you open the Word, start looking in it, you'll find out there's no exemption. Why do we want exemption? What do we want to be exempt for? I don't want to be exempt. I've seen the light. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your Word. Thank You for each one that came. Lord, may this conference open hearts, that they may see the light, because there's no light equal to Yours. Lord, if there's one here that's not saved, they may receive You as their Lord and Savior. Lord, if there's one here that knows somebody that's not saved, that will go and give them the light. Oh Lord, and we know millions are without the light. Lord, help us to ever be conscious of the lost in a dark and weary world, groping for the light that we may tell them.
Lord, be with this company. In your precious name we ask. Amen.